Microphone check 1, 2. What is this? The 5-foot assassin with the roughneck business. Oh my god, dude, that was fucking hilarious, dog. I did not expect you to make that with the picture that you took of me. Oh my god! For reference, Jay took a photo of me, like one of those like from up top photos, and then edited it to make it look like I was in his shirt pocket. That shit was, oh fuck!
I'm an artist.
That shit was comedy, bro. That shit was comedy. Oh my goodness! It went from raining to like boom. Here you go. Here's some sun. That shit was nice. It was nice.
No. No. No.
Why not?
It went from rain to snow.
And then, to and then hail. And then sun. Because it hailed yesterday for sure. I know it snowed in some parts. According to my grandmother, it snowed here for like 10 minutes.
Something like that. I got out of my car, like getting home from work. And it just started snowing. It was clear. I mean, it was still cloudy, but the second I got out of my car,
it started snowing. I could have sworn that I drove in the snow because I went up to 210, and like you know when you're like when you feel the rain, like you could see the rain like hitting your car as you drive. It didn't. It like stopped looking like rain for a good minute. Like for a good amount of time that I was driving, and I'm going to the exit to get onto another freeway, and I find snow on the ground, and I'm like, hello, like what the fuck? And then I get a text from my dad, like, look, it's snowing. Like Jennifer's car is full of fucking, full of snow. I was like, what the fuck? That's tight. I'm coming home, and I see a car like pass me by. And it's just full of snow. And I was like, damn, that's sick.
I feel like people in other states are just listening to this. And they're like, okay, what else is new?
What else is new? It'll be snowing all the time. Yeah, like, supposedly last time it snowed like that in California was like 1980-something. So it's been a while.
I mean, in 08, 09... It snowed a good amount in the high desert when I lived out there.
I remember it snowing down here too, but it snowed for like 5-10 minutes.
No, it snowed like
up in the high desert.
The freeway to get up was shut down.
Damn,
I was the only one going to school up there at the time. My sisters still went to school down here, and my parents work down here, so they couldn't come home. I had the house to myself.
What the fuck? That's crazy. That's tight though, you know. Being snowed in the crib is kind of cool sometimes, I guess. Yeah, but with that, we should intro before we get into the deep stuff. Dun dun dun.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about either.
New Quest and Friends.
New Jay and Bob.
One more time.
New Quest and Friends.
New Jay and Bob.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Quest from Quest and Friends, the podcast. And I'm here with the one, the only, the illustrious Jay himself.
Shmi.
This is a special episode. Because this marks a year that you've been on the show. You thought I was going to say something crazy? What were you expecting? He got shocked. He was like, This special episode because it marks a year that Jay has been on the podcast. And all his time and effort goes greatly appreciated and never unnoticed.
He finally paid me. I mean, it was all right.
The check, but you know, the check clear. The check finally clear. Oh my god! So
he withheld a little bit of the payment because, you know, his OCD.
My OCD. It was $2. $2 that I withheld.
$2 is $2. $2 can get me something on the dollar menu at Wendy's.
You're right. So, now that you've been on for a year, what has it been like being on the podcast? You know?
It's been cool. I mean, you work me to the bone.
Oh my God.
So.
No, I did not.
You have me slaving away on designs and stuff.
That just relax.
You got me doing stuff you've never done before on the pod just because I'm here and you have an extra set of hands.
Go on.
But I guess in the midst of all that slave work, I enjoy myself here.
Oh my god. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself at least. We don't condone any of what he just said right now. I do not work this man to the bone. I just want to say that I greatly appreciate you and everything that you do and the element of excitement that you bring to this podcast. And I look forward to many more years with you, man. I really do. It's been great, man. Like, cause not only like, I mean, yeah, like you're my co-host, but like we bring in guests and like it feels very homey. And like
we're in your home.
I mean, yeah, we're in my house. We're in my house right now. And like so it just like it doesn't feel like, oh, it's just like Quest and Jay. It's everybody, you know? Like we're spearheading this shit, but it's like, you know, we bring in everyone. Like we brought Rainy on 3 times now. You know what I'm saying? We've brought people on from the Discord onto the podcast. You know what I mean? Like I occasionally go on the other homies podcast. Shout out to, you know, the Vibras. And like, you know, like big, I want to do big, big collabs and like have you there, you know, because you are a part of this. You've been a part of this for a year now, man. So it's been fun having you, you know what I mean? Everything that you've brought on, it's been great. You know what I'm saying? And it legit marks a year because we literally recorded today on this day. The episode that we recorded was on this exact date, and then now it's been a year. So I'm still trying to get like you, my boy. I'm still trying to get like you, my boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was all a PR stunt.
No, it's not.
He's lying. It's not. Your faces. Man.
Stop it right now.
Oh, see, he's lying even more because that's $3.
I had a dollar right here, man. It was crumpled up.
Holding payment.
It was off the first one. The dollar was crumpled up, man. It was on my desk. But yeah, no, I again, just to reiterate, like it means a lot to like genuinely have somebody that wants to put in as much effort as I do. You know what I mean? And that's not to say that's not a jab at anybody, because like life gets in the way, you know what I mean? But it's like to have a co-host like Jay who is willing to, you know, for the sake of pushing us forward, tries to do everything he can, you know what I mean? So that means a lot to me, especially because I have a bunch of ideas, but you know, you're the one that kind of like puts the pen to the paper and like makes them come to life, you know. So
it's actually an Apple Pencil to iPad.
Apple Pencil to iPad. Yeah. But nah, man, it just I can't sponsor us. Please. I just can't stress it enough how dope it is to have somebody who's like matching the energy that I'm trying to give out, you know? So I appreciate it for real. Well, I appreciate you.
Don't start crying.
I appreciate you.
What are you going to do without me for the next 2 weeks?
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait, so we got this episode, but you're out next week.
Yeah.
You're flying out on the 10th?
Mm-hmm.
Which is when?
Mm-mm.
Tuesday.
Mm-mm.
It's a Monday?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's a Thursday. There we go. No, it's not.
Mm-mm.
It's a Friday. Mm-hmm. It's a Friday. Well,
you want me to come and record on my birthday?
Hey, man. Yeah, nah, I ain't going to make you do that.
You see that? He expected me to be here.
No, but I mean,
nope.
I forgot what day it falls on.
Wow. Forgetting.
Oh my goodness gracious.
The proof is right there.
I've been forgetful, man. I like my job has become like my fucking, it's becoming my life, to be completely honest with you. It is like, I mean, I'm not complaining about having a job. But like within the line of work that I am in, it's a lot to handle on a day to day because of how much you're expected to do and to remember and to like just keep the engine rolling that it like, oh man. Yeah. It's overwhelming. Really, like it's really overwhelming. I remember one day I closed up the office and I sat in my car and I was like, fuck, dude. Like I felt physically exhausted. I was like, fuck. And I come home and I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm putting my face in my hands and I'm just like, fuck, dude. Like, you know?
Do you give yourself time to decompress all of that and give yourself that space to like not bear that load from work?
I try to, and I do my best, you know, but I mean like it's interesting how it's played out because like, you know, I have my room and stuff, but like I don't always just want to be in my room, you know? Like, I'm family-oriented, so... Bless you. I'm family-oriented, so, like, I like to be around my family, but then at the same time, it's like, I need time for myself, too, you know? And, like, the drive to, you know, to and from work is just not... It's like, what, 20 minutes, 30 minutes? That's not enough time to decompress, you know? Like, the other day, I kind of just had to, like, force myself to just fucking sit right here and just breathe. Because it was just, like, I couldn't do it. Like the night that I came home tired as fuck, I just, like, not only was I tired, but I was hungry. So I ate something, and I went to sleep. Like, I mean, that's one form of decompressing, but I, like, you know, I don't know. Like, it's just tough. Because I don't have my own, like, I have my own space, but at the same time, I don't have my own space, you know? And, like, I don't want to just go and I'd be like, oh, I'm going to go to my car for an hour and just kind of sit in my car, like, you know? I mean, I could do that, but.
So, sounds like you need to figure out how to balance that out with yeah. What you have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like the number of people that I'm seeing, I was talking about it the other day. I was like, oh, yeah, I should have a little over 10 or a little under. And we counted them out, and I'm seeing 21 people. I was like, what the fuck?
21.
Like, dude, what the hell? Like, that's a lot of people, man. And then on top of that, I'm going to, you know, I'm working on, like, a school project. So it's like, it's a lot to juggle. But I mean, it's good because it's giving me something to do.
To reiterate, he said school project, but he's not in school. He's working with the school.
Yes.
Okay. He's done. He got his master's.
I got my master's degree. I'm done. Somebody was like, hey, go for your PhD. Do it. And I was like, fuck no. I'm not doing that. Because what the fuck? Like, I know I talked about doing it. I talked about it with you. But it was like, after further deliberation.
I looked at you like.
Yeah. Because you knew I was like, you know, it was just like a moment. Because I don't know. And like, I think throughout those days when I was talking about it, I was going through like a, I was just not doing anything.
School withdrawals. Mm. Who could even have that?
Ugh. That shit sounds icky.
Ew. And you had it.
And I had it. Ugh. Nah, but it's just like I've come to the realization that I've reached my mountaintop. And even my own mountaintop keeps growing. Cause like in this field I'm always growing and learning and you know.
I mean you have to.
Yeah, you have to. So yeah. Like I'm learning different ways to like cope, and I realized that I also might need therapy. So I gotta get back into that, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. But I bring this up because the other day me and my cousins, like as a family, were like talking about, like my sister, we were talking about like just finding outlets and like kind of like. Talking about the things that are coming up for us. And then my cousin, shout out Johnny, he was like, bro, talk about your podcast. Talk about how you're feeling. And I was like, I mean, I do, but I never really like focus on it. I just give it, it's like 5 minutes, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But I've noticed that I'm just like overwhelmed. You know, I don't want to say burnt out because I recently learned the specific definition of burnout, and I'm not there. I was there at my old job. I was burnt out at my old job, but not here. I'm just overwhelmed. That's all.
And as I've said before, you're just starting out not only at this job at where you're working, but also like you're fresh out of school.
Yeah.
Picking all this up, starting from essentially the beginning.
Yeah.
So
most definitely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say that I've been able to like kind of step into my role. Mm-hmm. And I've left behind the imposter syndrome that I've been feeling. And I mean, it creeps up every now and then, but I've done a good job of stepping into that role and, you know, being able to kind of pick up different things and go with the flow, things like that. And take things as they are and as they come, things like that. You know?
So yeah, you're at the starting line still, essentially.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah,
gaining your traction, and it'll all fall into peace.
Yeah, it will. I'm making it my goal to be the cool one at the office. I've gotten some grief, not like major grief, but yeah, bro. I'm trying my hardest to get some fits off at work.
The coolest at the
office. I'm telling you. The coolest anywhere I go. Or the freshest. There we go. Because I'm pretty cool anywhere I go. You know? But The freshest, for sure.
All right, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Because I feel like now that I'm, like, not in school and I'm not just at home, I can really, like, start dressing for real.
Oh, you mean just, like...
You know?
Just, like...
Just the half.
The half.
The half of my body. Just half my body. I don't know why I put fit on the tweet. It just came out like that. And I was like, I realized I can't edit it. So that's why I told Shelly, I was like, I'm gonna subscribe to Twitter Blue just so I can edit my tweet.
You could have just deleted
But nah, it was too late.
It's never too late.
I was in too deep.
It's never too late.
I was in too deep.
You can delete it right now.
I mean, I could delete it right now, but then I don't have the same fit on, so I can't take another picture.
The time's already passed.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You are right. But what? How you doing, Jay? What's new with you? Like, I know we saw each other last week, but I feel like I haven't seen you in like a month.
We see each other every week.
We do, but I think the time in between that just feels very extremely long.
Why is that, Alexis?
I don't know, dude. To be honest, I have no idea. I just feel like throughout the week, a lot of shit happens for me, and it just feels like super long. So yeah, like this week felt long as shit, dude.
Yeah, but at the same time, it kind of flew by. It flew by slowly.
If that makes sense. Yeah, I get what you're saying. It was like, it was Tuesday, and I was like, what the fuck? Why is this fucking week so long?
Because to me, it was already Wednesday. But at the same time, it felt like an extension of Monday.
Yeah, there we go. That makes sense. That makes total sense.
So,
I think my Tuesday and Wednesdays were just like stupid long. Like I didn't get home till late, like 8:30 type.
He's making his therapy money.
Yeah, man. Shit don't come cheap. Shit's crazy. It's tight though, man. It's good. I feel like I'm genuinely making a difference in the world. So.
And you are.
Thanks.
Don't ever shudder your voice like that after I compliment you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That means a lot.
Stop.
Oh my God. Dude.
Oh. But you brought up being on other podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
How is that?
It's cool. It's cool every time I link up with you know, the Vibras. It's always fun.
Shout out to them.
They use Riverside to record, so that's pretty cool.
We live by Riverside. What's the difference?
I don't know what the difference is. But also, shout out Anchor. You know what I'm saying? Anchor's tight, too. Do you feel me? Sponsor is Anchor, please. We've been on your platform for like...
And now you choose to
3 years.
Shout them out.
Hey, man. No, I've given them a shout out before, but it just goes under the radar. You know what I'm saying?
Hi, Anchor.
How you doing?
Thanks for allowing this man to
use your
power, his insanity out into the world.
Thanks, it means a lot. I feel welcomed by Anchor in all aspects.
But yeah, I bring that up because what are some other podcasts that you enjoy?
I like The Basement Yard. They're pretty funny.
They're trending right now, yeah.
Yeah, they're trending right now, too. I've been listening to them, I want to say, since, like, 2019?
Uh-huh.
And then they're getting bigger now because of, you know, because of the magical world of TikTok, which is great. And then I also listened to... Damn. What else do I be listening to? Fuck.
You asked like I'm supposed to know.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm trying to think of what I be listening to. What other podcasts do I listen to? The Homie Hector's podcast. I listened to them while they were still active. Shout out to Hector. I love a good psychology podcast, but I haven't found one. I found one, but then it kind of fell to the wayside because I like the algorithm kind of just pushed it to the side. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
You let the algorithm take that away from you?
I know. I got to find it again. The algorithm is crazy. As of right now, that's all I can think of, to be honest. Can't think of nothing else. What about you? What are some of the podcasts that you enjoy?
Everybody's lovely, quote unquote friend, Kiki Palmer.
She has a podcast?
Yeah, she just started one recently.
Ooh.
And like, I love it. Like, the topic she brings up, the guest she has on, it's all, I would say it's all relevant to, like, me,
mm-hmm,
personally.
Nice.
Like, all the topics she's hit. Well, let me not say all, because her very first episode, she got into OnlyFans.
And then, interesting.
And then one of her other episodes, she got into, like, you know, her pregnancy and all that. And I'm like,
nice.
Those aren't realms I
have partaken in.
So,
nice. I'm going to check that out for sure.
But yes. Yeah. Like I said, the topics she brings are poignant. I'm just not going to stop. I'm just
poignant.
I tried to use a big word.
Shit. Beats me, bro.
We're just not going to do that.
But
also, along with Baby, This Is Kiki Palmer, I'd love to be on your podcast. I mean, I'd love to, like, work with you in some way, shape, or form in the future.
I can do that.
I've, you know, you've been my celebrity crush since Akilah and the Bee when we were both children. But, you know, we grown out, but you got a baby and a man, so I don't see us making that work anymore. Let her have her happy life with. I just want to work with you now, in some way, shape, or form. So hey, Kiki.
Hi, Kiki. Shout out to you, Kiki.
Shout out. Hi, Kiki.
I can't say hi to Kiki Palmer.
No.
Why not?
This is my
my moment. This is my audition.
But no, yes, and then my dearest friends Trevor and Shannon have their podcast called Big Screen Sweethearts, where they discuss films.
Oh, that's fire.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to do a film podcast. Pretty tight. Check them out.
They just put out an episode.
Yeah,
their most recent one was the top five films of 2022 for them.
Oh, that should be an interesting one. I'm gonna check that out.
Nice little listen.
I'm gonna check that out for sure.
Yeah. Shout out to Shannon.
Shout out Shannon.
Has the voice of an angel. I've done many shows with her.
Many a shows.
She is an actress extraordinaire.
Nice. Nice. I still can't believe that you are an actor. It's great.
I can't believe it either. I haven't been in a show in
I feel you, dog. I can't wait.
Not that I'm not going to auditions.
I for one can't wait to see you in the show. I still gotta go see you perform the show that you performed, Dinner Detective.
Oh, that. Shout out to Dinner Detective.
Shout out Dinner Detective.
I have a show tomorrow.
Nice.
It's a private show.
Oh my god. It's a private show. Oh wow.
Cause our shows are usually on Saturdays.
Nice.
So
you working Saturday?
No.
Nice.
Wait. Yeah, no.
I'm glad.
So. And then we got off the rails a little bit, but yeah. Those are the podcasts I listen to.
Yeah. I gotta look back at my list. Cause I used to listen to Rory and Maul, but I kind of like that also fell to the wayside. Cause I was like focusing on music and stuff, and like just keeping up with new music, shit like that.
Speaking of keeping up with new music,
there's a plethora of music that is dropping.
We have a music segment.
We do.
That's not going to be hit on this week.
That's not going to. He literally got here and was like, and we were like, who are we going to highlight this week? And I, for one, have had nobody because I was, I mean, there is an artist that I can, like, shout out, but I don't know their whole discography. So, I mean, you know. But there is a song. And I know that there's new music coming out, so we can touch on that too for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Ski.
Yeah. So instead of highlighting an artist, we're going to talk about some new releases that just happened or are on the way.
I am big down for that.
So lately, or the most recent additions to my playlist for the year.
Yes.
Victoria Monet and Bryson Tiller.
What?
Put out Spotify exclusive.
Oh, yeah.
Cover of We Might Even Be Falling in Love.
Ooh. No. Ooh. Damn, that's interesting.
And then somebody, I don't remember if we've highlighted him or not, but his name is Julius.
I don't think we have, no.
I kind of feel like we have.
It might have been like early.
Early, like, yeah, when we first started.
Early, yeah, when we first started bringing the segments, or maybe.
But since then, he's taking down like half of his discography.
That is unfortunate.
But he's coming out with a new album, and he just put out his first single, Loose Cannon.
Ooh. Nice.
It is, of course, I'm biased because I like Julius, but
of course
there's a beat change in that song that came out of nowhere.
Oh, I love a good beat change. Oh man.
And then Braxton Cook, who we've also highlighted.
We have highlighted Braxton Cook.
Yes, he put out an album recently. And there's a song on there with him and Masego called 90s.
Oh shit.
He put it out like as a single like earlier on.
But now it's gonna be on
But now it's officially nice. On the album and yeah. And speaking of Masego, he's putting out his self-titled album. It'll be out by the time you listen to this podcast.
Yeah, definitely. Is this his freshman?
No.
No, right?
Mm-mm.
No, okay. So this is like his sophomore, junior?
Junior
album?
Mm. Yeah, we'll just say junior.
Yeah, because I feel like
he's put out a lot.
Yeah, he has. And like a lot of it was features in the beginning. And then he
no, he doesn't do a lot of features.
Well, I mean, that's how I found out about him.
Well, okay.
And then I found out about a mixtape.
Let me reiterate. He himself doesn't do a lot of features. He doesn't have any features on this coming album.
Ooh.
But yeah, he will be featured on somebody else's
song.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I have a song. It's called Do What I Like. And the artist is Kasien, K-A-S-I-E-N. And I stumbled upon them via Show and Tell. Shout out to those guys. They do an amazing job of highlighting music from different artists on the come up. And I've I've been listening to our blend a lot, which yeah, it's pretty fire. Not gonna front. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Shelly also. We also have a blend ski.
Then Dende, who we recently
shout out Dende,
we recently highlighted.
We recently highlighted for Showski.
Because he just put out an EP, but now he's about to put out a whole album. And he just dropped the first single off the album.
What's it called?
I'm looking for it's called Swerve.
Ooh, nice.
But along with that, on Valentine's Day, he dropped a song called Nightmare. I'm not sure if that's going to be on the album, but he dropped it.
Nice. I really like Dende. I like his tone.
He's cool people. He follows me on Instagram now.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh, that's right. You've been going to shows and putting yourself out there. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I see you. Okay. Yeah. That's tight. That's super tight.
If you maybe go on his profiles, you might see a video of the LA show he did with Xavier Omar, and I might be in that video.
Shout out to Xavier Omar. If y'all ever stumble upon this and want to come on the show, come on. We're more than happy to have y'all.
But yeah.
What happened?
Mac Ayers is finally putting out his first single off his next album tonight.
Nice. I'm excited.
Oh, shoot. And that reminds me, I'm going to see him at the end of the month.
At the end of this month?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wait, where?
Glass House.
Oh, shit. Nice. That's going to be sick.
Yeah.
That's going to be tight. The Glass House. I recently saw Soulja Mischief with Shelly.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Shelly and Kerwin. And we were right next to him because shout out 88. Yeah. That show was sick. And I didn't end up getting home late as fuck, which was great. But it was a fire show.
It's nice seeing shows like right there at the Glass House. Because it's like literally right here.
It's not that far. Like the venue itself is cool. It's cool. But
okay, ADA.
I mean, hey man, don't kill the messenger. Don't hate the player. Don't hate the game, bro. What? I mean, the Glass House is cool. It's a cool venue, and like you said, it's not that far. It's literally like 20 minutes away.
And then, any other music that I know of that's coming out?
SZA is dropping a deluxe.
That's that too.
Point.
Tori Kelly was on Twitter yesterday, and she like teased like a 3-second snippet of like what she's working on. So I guess she's in the studio.
Nice. I have a gripe.
A gripe.
I didn't enjoy the Die For You remix. I love Ariana Grande.
Oh,
I love Ariana. Shout out Ariana. If you're listening to this, come on the show. But the remix for Die For You, no, it didn't do.
See, you had to name the. Well, I mean, now that I know what you're talking about, you should have just said, "Oh, the Weeknd's remix," because you know I'm not a Weeknd listener.
I only listen on the weekdays. Like nothing changed other than Ariana's new vocals on the song. But it was, you know, it's very
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. But big shout out to Ariana Grande. Also, unshout out Hailey Bieber. Because what the fuck?
What do you mean?
They were making fun of Selena Gomez.
Okay.
Yeah. And then it backfired on Hailey. Because apparently Justin Bieber is still...
Okay, but who even is she?
Exactly. My case in point. Who even is Hailey Bieber? She was nobody until after she got married. Justin. Dun, dun, dun.
But also...
Also what?
Justin could go somewhere else too.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. It's, like, you know what's great? At some point in time, every celebrity has very much... All right. You can get up out of here moment. And sometimes.
It's right from the jump and never left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's right from the jump and it never leaves. I wouldn't say I was obsessed with Justin Bieber. Because I wasn't. But I did enjoy his music. Growing up. You know?
You're brave for that.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know?
No. Okay. That reminds me.
What?
Because you brought up the fact that Twitter was doing like the one gotta go posts last week.
Oh, yeah. You got a new one?
I found two new ones, music
related. Okay.
Artists mm-hmm. related. One I posted everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Gave my thoughts.
But, I saw that.
But the one before, I want to see where you stand.
Okay, what's up?
Brandy.
Mm-hmm.
SZA.
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
Lauryn Hill.
What? What? That dog. Hey, chill, bro. Damn. So you said, just to clear mm-hmm. it up, you said SZA,
mm-hmm.
Brandy,
mm-hmm.
Lauryn Hill, and Beyonce?
Mm-hmm.
fuck, dude. SZA. Mm-hmm. SZA.
Mm-hmm.
SZA.
Mm-hmm.
I love you
mm-hmm.
with all of my being, but it's Brandy, Beyonce, and Lauryn Hill.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about, all right, the one that I posted everywhere?
That I saw and I had thoughts about, but I left you alone?
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, yeah. What was it again? Frank. Frank.
Miguel.
Miguel.
Chris Brown.
Chris Brown.
Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean.
Usher.
Chris Brown could get up out of here. Yeah.
Morally, yes.
Yeah. Still. Get up out of here. All I'm saying. I mean, well, Miguel too. Miguel. Maybe. You know, maybe.
No.
No, really?
For me, Miguel would be the only one that stays.
So you let Usher go?
He'd be the last to go. Yeah.
You let what? Oh, wow. What is it about Miguel?
I just listen to him the most.
You listen to him the most? I feel it. Okay. I get that.
And of course, nothing against like Usher, but he dominated when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, his music's been delegated
very
to
lackluster.
Delegated to party music. Mm-hmm. Like I know every event we go to, it's either going to be Yeah or any other song. Anything off of Confessions is going to be played at an event or a party.
Okay.
So it's like.
I feel you. That makes sense. But Miguel can probably go. Probably.
To you.
Maybe. To me. To me. What the fuck did I see the other day? I haven't, since I've seen the two that you posted, I haven't seen another. But I love those. Those are so fun. They create such discourse that it's like, it's fun. Different people's perspectives.
Because
mm-hmm. it's all it is, man. You can be critical of the things you enjoy. You know, that's life. It's not always black or white.
But people could also have wrong answers. Like, I'm sure you guys think I have the wrong answer.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And to that, I say,
no, I don't.
It's okay for you to have your wrong opinion.
Yeah, exactly.
Mine is right.
Oh, man. Speaking of delegating right and wrong opinions, how have you been feeling lately? How's your mental?
Okay. I'm glad you
segued?
Not segued. I'm glad you clarified that question, because how am I feeling lately as of right now? I'm hungry. But you said, how's your mental health? So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. I'm doing all right. Just, going about it day by day. I'm not in a bad mental state.
Mm-hmm.
Not by far. I'm doing good. I'm just chilling.
That's good.
I know we kind of like delve in it a little bit.
Yeah, we did.
But still, how is your mental?
I mean, given everything that we talked about, I'm the thing that is helping me is that is the fact that I'm becoming self-aware of myself a lot more. And I'm becoming aware of the emotions that are coming up for me. So I want to say that I'm gearing up towards a better space, mental headspace.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fighting against feeling like I'm just coasting, you know? Because I want to say that, a week ago, I felt like there was a point in time where I felt like I was just moving without even thinking,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, like, yeah, I'm okay. Also, taking it day by day. But one thing that I'm clinging on to is the fact that I do feel like I'm becoming more self-aware of myself. You know?
Good. That's always a good thing.
Yeah. Progress. You know? But with that being said.
Yeah. With that being said, let me just piggyback off of that. It's good. It is good that you are being self-aware of yourself and realizing there's spaces within you that need some attention and is necessarily lacking for lack of better
term. For lack of a better better term, yeah.
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 But at the same time, don't be so hypercritical of yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, everybody can use some self-improvement. But there comes a point where it goes from self-realization to self-deprecating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a very thin line, yeah. Almost.
So just be aware of that.
I appreciate that, yeah. Yeah. Now that you mention that, I've kind of like noticed that I'm kind of like teeter-tattering between the two.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. I appreciate that, for real.
Of course.
But, so, piggybacking off of that, any closing thoughts?
You didn't really answer my question earlier. What are you going to do the next 2 weeks without me?
To be honest, I don't know. I'm probably going to hit Adrian. You know, record Dolo, have a few episodes Dolo. Because, I mean, it's technically only one episode. I think. It's two. So I might have a guest on one and then just do one solo Dolo. You know what I'm saying? Quick little 30 minutes. And then I'll obviously have you give me updates so that I can talk about them on the podcast.
Mm.
So, you know, be all right, you know. What a day in the life of Jay in New York is like. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all not gonna know.
We're gonna know.
Y'all ain't gonna know.
We are gonna know. Stop it right now. We are gonna know, bro.
Y'all don't know me.
It's been a year. I think. But is that all the closing thoughts that you have?
Thank you for listening. Drink your water, forehead kisses, and yeah, I was about to say something insane, but you know, I'm gonna leave it alone.
Oh man, closing thoughts from me, happy birthday to you.
Wow.
Because you know, by the time this comes out, it'll be your birthday.
This is coming out tomorrow.
This one's coming out tomorrow. But by the time the next episode comes out, you ain't going to be here.
Right.
So happy birthday.
Wow.
To you.
Yeah.
And have fun.
I will.
You know what I'm saying? do some dope shit.
When don't I?
Yeah, you're right. Do a lot of dope shit. Drink your water. Wash your ass. You know what I'm saying? If your bitch don't know question, don't know nobody. You feel me? We also gave your bitch a shout out. So if she didn't hear it, that means you heard it. So let her know. Yeah, we love you. Thank you for listening.
Send me money.
Send Jay some money. His birthday's coming up. Yeah, we'll be here next week. Well, I'll be here next week. I don't know about Jay.
I was about to say something else insane, but I'm gonna leave it alone. Hey,
you can say it off here. It's cool. All right, y'all. We love you. We appreciate you. Peace out.
See ya.